Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Lots of people are really proud of their hometowns and love to take friends there to see everything that they knew when they were growing up. Not me so much. I was born and raised in Washington Heights, that's in Manhattan, in New York City. And I've said before that I would not go back to New York City today. In spite of the fact that I had a pretty nice childhood, the city, if I'm traveling in that direction, I go around it. They've always had an unsafe side to the city, and they've always had crime problems. But today, it's just ridiculous, and it's everywhere you look. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York has finally decided to send National Guard members to patrol New York City's subways, because apparently it's gotten so bad they need military intervention. According to NBC News, this move comes as a response to a series of high-profile crimes that have been terrorizing subway riders. Hochul is ordering a force of nearly 1,000 people, including 750 National Guard members, state police, and MTA officers, to conduct bag checks at some of the busiest stations. Now, I'm all for safety and security, but isn't this a bit extreme? I mean, shouldn't our city's law enforcement be able to handle this? But no, instead, we're militarizing the subways. That's just great. The governor also wants to rid our subways of people who commit crimes. Well, gee, why didn't anyone think of that before? It's such a novel idea. Maybe next, she'll propose to get rid of all the rats in the city. I don't know about you, but I find it a little concerning that we've reached a point in major cities where we need the National Guard to make sure the person sitting next to us on a train doesn't have a deadly weapon. And let's not forget the proposed legislation that would empower judges to ban subway criminals from riding the rails. Because nothing says justice served like being banned from the subway, right? Despite all this, MTA CEO Jano Lieber insists that a disproportionate amount of these crimes are committed by a small number of New Yorkers. According to him, 1% of subway suspects were responsible for more than 20% of the crime. So basically, we're deploying the National Guard because of a handful of bad apples. In the end, all this just goes to show how out of control things have gotten in New York City. Instead of addressing the root cause of crime and enforcing law and order, we're resorting to military intervention and punitive measures. I hate to break it to you, Governor Hochul, but that's not how you solve a crime problem. No, in fact, that's how you create a police state. This is the direction major cities are heading in now.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.